Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I am speaking with Julie Fulcher from Break the Cycle. How are you doing today, Julie?
I'm great. How about you?
I am doing wonderful, and I'm really glad that you're going to be able to join me to talk about the upcoming Twitter Town Hall that's going to be done to celebrate Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And VawNet and the National Resource Center on Domestic Violence are hosting this Twitter Town Hall where people get an opportunity to meet online to talk about a really important topic that's going to be focused on primary prevention of domestic violence. And so this is going to be happening on October 19th. At 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, and the topic is going to be how can we make healthy relationships cool for youth, sharing strategies and lessons on the use of language and generational accessibility, and people can use the hashtag of Reach Youth. So what I want to do is, Julie, get a sense of some of the stuff you're going to be tweeting about in our town hall. So what is Break the Cycle first, so we go get a little background about who you are?
Break the Cycle is a national organization. We've been around over 15 years now, and we provide everything from direct services to young people who are experiencing violence and abuse in their relationships to much broader programming around the country and training for others on how to work with teens around issues of both experiencing abuse and trying to prevent dating violence from occurring.
When we are going to be posing these questions here in the Twitter Town Hall, can you talk about why you think that the concept of healthy relationships is important for teen dating violence prevention?
I think that it helps us to better understand that we're not talking about good relationship versus bad relationship or, you know, fine relationship versus dating violence, that really relationships can be seen on a spectrum of healthy behaviors and healthy interactions. And in all of our relationships, we fall at different points on the spectrum. I would argue that almost every relationship can improve and get healthier by some effort of the partners working together. Dating violence, abusive relationships are just on the low end of that spectrum. And so there are going to be people out there whose relationship is bad and hurtful. They don't define it as abusive. It might not reach the level of criminal activity, but at the same time, it's miserable. And we want to train folks in how to look for and create those healthy relationships.
When we think about primary prevention and looking at how we're going to be able to prevent domestic violence and dating violence, it's so important for us to promote what we want and not just talk about what we don't want. But we need to really talk about the values and the concepts that we really want to be able to advance. And so that, in some ways, to me, is why healthy relationships are so important.
Part of it, too, is that we never learn how to have a romantic relationship for the most part. Our first relationships are generally based on ideas that we've gotten from the relationships that we have seen, as well as things that might be in the media, things that we've sort of imagined and fantasized about. And relationships are generally not necessarily like that. And we need to take time out with young people and with adults as well to talk about what can a relationship be like when partners are working together and trying to make sure that it's a healthy one.
When we're doing this with young people, how do we make it cool for you? So how do we make it something that young people want to talk about?
The short answer to that is I'm too old to know. I think that what is absolutely essential is we tap into the current generation. We bring those young people in and we work with them and their ideas because they are the ones who are the experts on what is currently cool, what it is that other young people will be responsive to. No matter how hard we try, if we just come in as adults talking to young people, it'll never work.
My experience is this is a topic that young people want to talk about, and a lot of times they just haven't had the space to do that, and that we have to really honor and respect and hear from them. And it's not about us trying to put a concept out for them, but rather create a space for them to be able to do that.
If you were to somehow tap into all of their texting and Twittering and Facebook and all of that, you would see that the vast majority of what they're talking about is relationships. So they care, they're interested, they just need a forum in which they can really move forward.
In my day, it was the phone. Boy, I feel like I'm so old now. I'm really looking forward to this conversation coming up later on this month so we can be able to really explore with other people to think about the issue. From the work that you've been doing at Break the Cycle, what are some of the lessons that you've learned around language to be able to address promoting healthy relationships and preventing dating violence?
As we all know, the English language is probably the most fast-moving in terms of changing expressions and the way that we speak of all the languages out there. And every year or two, there's complete change in the kind of language that's being used. And it's really important that you speak in a language that your audience, the people who you want to talk to, speak in. And it's extremely difficult for us as we get older and older to keep up with what is the appropriate way to say things. It's also, though, really important to note that at a certain age when we start using some of these phrases, we just sound stupid. And so we don't want to make it like we are trying to be overly cool when we're really not, but at the same time, really learning how to talk in language they think about and understand.
As we look at the language, even the way we describe the teen dating violence, some people say that there's only three problems with the term, and that's using the word teen, using the word dating, and using the word violence. An important concept that obviously has some meaning, but we also want to recognize that we have to be able to talk with each other and explore other ways of being able to use the language. And that's what this Twitter Town Hall on October 19th is going to be, an opportunity for people who are interested in the topic of primary prevention and dating violence prevention. Really want to encourage you to join Julie and myself, and we'll be tweeting away. I'm at PreventConnect. What's your Twitter name, Julie?
It's very straightforward. It's just Julie Fulcher. It's JuleyFulcher.
Great. And we're also going to have Vaughnette there, which is at Vaughnette, and this is being sponsored by Vaughnette and National Resource Center on Domestic Violence. And it's a really great opportunity to be able to check in with people all around the world and be able to do this. So this is on Wednesday, October 19th. It's going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, and for you and other time zones, you'll have to figure it out yourself. Thanks, Julie, for talking about it, and I look forward to seeing you online.
I can't wait. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for a lot of great minds to come together and talk about an important issue.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.